This Friday, March 22nd, NBA PropCast edition of the PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
And taking the shot, the ground down, bailed. He missed the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson.
Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, March the 22nd, currently 12:05 on the East Coast. Here to get into our NBA player props for the Friday night action in the association. And joining me here to help me break it down in the association, you know, we're the little brother right now. We're that little screen at the sports book that nobody wants to pay attention to. But hey, we're still grinding it out here in the NBA. But joining me, I got my guy here with me as well from the NFL PropCast. It's Crispy Cappy. Chris, what's going on, my man? How you doing this Friday afternoon?
What's up, you know? I'm excited to be here, man, as always. We got a I don't know if I call it a beautiful slate of basketball here, you know? we got some injury implications that's, you know, make it a little difficult to give out player props, but we'll do the best that we can as always, but excited to talk about it with you as always, as you know, we see the NBA season start to wind down a little bit.
Yeah, we've got about 13, 14 games left for each team for the regular season. And before we know, we'll be talking about the playoffs and getting into player props for the playoffs as well. So I say this every time on either it's the NBA pod or here on the PropCast. So things to be determined in the NBA. And again, I know this week with March Madness kicking off and the NCAA tournament that maybe not a lot of people are paying attention to the NBA. But hey, you know, our eyes and ears are definitely going to be on the NBA here. I mean, relatively quiet week. I know we've gotten some more injury stuff going on around the association. I think that we're just kind of at that juncture of the season. We're just, you know, ready to get to the finish line and just get to the NBA playoffs, Chris. But anything that's kind of stood out to you as far as, I mean, any injury news or any player performance? I know we had two dunks of the night, or two dunks of the year, we can say, in the same night with Anthony Edwards and then Jalen Johnson doing his best Vince Carter impersonation in that game against the LA Lakers. That was something exciting to see as NBA fans. But anything that's caught your eye?
Yeah, I mean, that Anthony Edwards dunk was crazy. You know, I think that one takes the cake for me. I know it looked like he, you know, just kind of threw the ball in, but that was pretty spectacular. Boston, you know, continuing the roll. I know they didn't get the cover against the Bucks, but you know, major revenge spot. Probably feel good to get that, you know, get that revenge, and they continue to roll. And I think if we're talking NBA, you know, we got to talk about your Houston Rockets. You know, I know this might have been the alley-oop that you threw me so I could, you know, I could lob it in, but yeah, your Rockets are balling right now. What is it? 9 straight, 10 straight, 9-1 against the spread. This team is absolutely cooking. And I remember, you know, first game after, you know, Sengun went down, you know, I said, I don't know how to handicap this team right now because so much of your offense run through him. Y'all such a slow-paced team because he touches the ball pretty much every possession. And no Sengun, no problem. I did not see that coming, you know. So your boys are balling right now. Jalen Green playing out of this world. Jabari Smith Jr. stepped up. I think Amen Thompson also has been a really, really big piece for you guys. For Evan Fleet, like even Jack Lando off the bench has been balling, man. I left some money on the table because I wanted to take the team total over. I thought Chicago would potentially give you guys a little bit of trouble just because they play so many clutch games. It wasn't even a contest yesterday. So, yeah, Houston Rockets, I think, maybe the most impressive thing that we've seen in the most recent weeks, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% correct. I know we talked about the Sengun injury and thinking that at that point, you know, it was going to be tough for them to win games, right? Because Sengun has just been so good this season. But I think the thing that changed with this Rockets team is since Sengun went down was that they started playing a little bit faster. And right now, if you take a look, they're number 3 as far as pace over the last 5 games. without Sengun. And I know they haven't played the greatest competition, right? I mean, they played the Wizards twice. They played Chicago last night. I mean, who else has been in there? The impressive victory on the Cavs, I think that was pretty impressive. And then we played the Kings, the Spurs, the Portland Trail Blazers. So, I mean, you know, a lot of times you play who's in front of you, right? And I think there's some more winnable games coming up on the schedule for the Houston Rockets as we wind down the season here. I mean, can they catch the play-in tournament bracket? Maybe, but I think it's more far-fetched right now than possible. But again, if they continue to keep on winning games and some of these teams that are in front of them, you know, continue to lose games, you know, we've seen crazier things happen in the association. But, you know, I think Jalen Green summed it up pretty well in the game against the I believe it was the Wizards the other night. And he just said, you know, we're just trying to go out there and just stack as many wins as we can. And, you know, the playoff, that bracket, that play-in tournament brackets that they're in front of us, you know, we're just going to try to see if we can get there or not. So I think the culture has definitely shifted now when we talk about Ime Udoka for this Houston Rockets team taking over as a head coach, right? Because, and again, I think you and I talked about this at the beginning of the season, was that when Steven Silas was the head coach, like these young guys were getting away with whatever they wanted. And then the offseason, there was a whole transformation of bringing in some veterans. And a lot of the conversation was that did the Rockets overpay for those guys? But I mean, they had the money to spend, so they had to dish it out to somebody. And again, it's well documented that I haven't been a Dylan Brooks guy, but he's brought that energy and that edge to this team. And I think it's paid dividends, at least in the first season with the Houston Rockets. You mentioned Fred VanVleet as well, having another veteran in there as well. And it's really fun to watch these younger guys that are on the roster. You know, you talk about Amen Thompson of the world, the Jalen Greens of the world, really starting to flourish here a little bit. So, yeah, it's been fun. And again, when you're winning games and your team is winning games, it's a lot of fun. But I think this team has definitely headed in the right direction. Right now, they're sitting one game under 500. They're 2.5 games out of the 10th spot in the Western Conference. I mean, I don't have the expectation that they get there. If they do, great. You know, it's going to be a great learning experience in a playoff atmosphere if they do get there. But I think at this point, it might be a little bit too late for this Rockets team because, again, we talked a lot about how they've been absolutely fantastic at home. It's just on the road they've gotten into a little bit of trouble. But yeah, it's definitely been a breath of fresh air for this Houston Rockets team. Post All-Star break for sure. Chris, let's actually get into our player props here for tonight. I know, again, like you mentioned, a lot of injury concerns still around the association with some of these games, a lot of questionable tags. But again, we'll best do our best to navigate and give you our player props here for the Friday night card. Chris, let's get into it, my man. Give us your first player prop for the Friday night action here in the NBA.
Let's do just that, you know. Let's go. I want to start in one of the earlier games. I want to start in the Toronto game in OKC, and you're talking about an ugly one. That should be a stinker, man. 15-point favorites are the the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road, laying 15 on the road. You get a really depleted Toronto Raptors team here. And I think one of the guys is going to actually take advantage of the opportunity is Gary Trent Jr. You know, I like his threes. The number's 3.5, and you can get it at plus money. That was one of the reasons why I kind of liked it as well. I mentioned Toronto being depleted from an injury report perspective. There's still no Jakob Poeltl. There's still no Scottie Barnes. There's still no R.J. Barrett. There's still no Manuel Quickly. And Gary Trent Jr. is actually averaging about 33 minutes this month, getting up about 9.5 three-point attempts per game, you know, knocking down 3.5, which equates to about 40%, which is great. You look at OKC, and this was a really good three-point defense. You know, they probably, first of all, I don't think that they care about this game as much. 15-point favors against, you know, a team that's trotting out there without one of their regular season starters that you know, at the beginning of the season. And that three-point defense, just in general, you know, I don't think that they'll be locked in, but the three-point defense, it's been solid throughout the season, but since the All-Star break, it's been a little shaky at best. I have them allowing the most corner threes, and opponents actually knocking down 37% of the above the break three, which is Gary Trent Jr. This is bread and butter, his primary shot location. It's a small sample, but I looked at the last four games because I wanted to look at it without R.J. Barrett as well. And like I said, the usage should go up for Gary Trent Jr., but especially without R.J. and Emmanuel Quickly. But in those last four games, Gary Trent Jr. is actually averaging a team-high 8 attempts and shooting 50% from the above the break three here, you know. I went back and looked at some of OKC's games, just the last seven specifically. D'Lo shot 5-for-10. Austin Reeves went 4-for-4. This is all against above the break three. Kyrie went 4-for-6. And then you sprinkle in the other ones. Tim Hardaway Jr. in that same game with Kyrie hit 4. Desmond Bane hit 4. Torian Prince hit 4. And I won't bore you guys, but that's all within the last 7. I think Gary Trent Jr. gets up a ton of shot attempts here, you know, because why not? Why would you not shoot the ball against Oklahoma City? Especially, like I said, with the numbers kind of tailing off here towards the end of the season. So Gary Trent Jr. over his 3.5 three-point makes him, you know, is the first play I want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you on this. You know, you take a look at just the numbers for Gary Trent Jr., right? I mean, he's averaging close to 19 shot attempts over the last 5 games. He's averaging well over, so 50%, more than 50%, I should say, of those shots are coming from beyond the three-point line. He's averaging 10.2 attempts. He's been knocking them down as well. And like you mentioned, it's pretty much that, again, a lot of these injuries for the Toronto Raptors, you know, guys that are either injured or out for personal reasons, like Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett are, you know, hope everything is well with them. But, you know, like you mentioned, Gary Trent Jr. is a guy that can take advantage of those opportunities. And we know that he's going to be able to get up those shots in this game and going forward for the Toronto Raptors here. So going from a guy that you mentioned here to get up those shots, a guy that I like to dish him the basketball in those spots is going to be Bruce Brown, another guy here on the Raptors squad here. So you mentioned the two injuries, right? The two guys that are going to be out for personal reasons for this team. They're two guards, RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley. And I think that now Bruce Brown is going to start getting those minutes here for the Toronto Raptors just because, again, lack of bodies. So you take a look over the last 5 games, he's averaging close to 30 minutes per game. And the assists have been there for him as well. So that number's at 4.5 right now. It's a little bit juiced at minus 130. I see it up to minus 140 now. For Bruce Brown, but I think it's a buy low opportunity. You take a look over the last 4 games, he's had at least 5 assists in 3 of those 4 games. And when we talk about available ball handlers on this team, again, I think Bruce Brown probably takes over as that point guard. I know Kelly Olynyk has been in that as well because he's a guy that can fill up the stat sheet as well. But I think there's an opportunity, kind of a buy low situation here for Bruce Brown, you know, to be that veteran guy in this lineup with Gary Trent Jr., with Oji Agbaji, and those two guys like to get up their three-point shots. Grady Dick is another guy there as well. So I think that this opportunity where Bruce Brown gets those assists for the Toronto Raptors in this game. And I think this game may be a little bit closer. I mean, I don't know, the spread is indicating 15.5 points, but we saw the other night where the Thunder were right around the spread, around 14.5, 15.5 against the Utah Jazz. And they let them hang around at least in the first half before they pulled away a little bit in the second half and still didn't cover the number. But I think it's an opportunity for Bruce Brown and the Raptors to maybe keep them within close. But I think that Bruce Brown definitely does get the assists here. So over 4.5 assists for Bruce Brown here against the OKC Thunder here. Chris, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it ties into what we talked about here. You know, one thing about OKC as well is they don't play as well on the road, you know, as they do at home for whatever reason. This is a team that we've seen it throughout the season. It doesn't always translate for them. They have a plus 10 point differential margin at home. And on the road, they typically win by 3 points, which is a big, big difference. Right. And I think, like you said, you know, they got 2 big games on deck. They play the Bucks coming up. And then they also have another game. I forgot exactly who it is, but they play another very, very good. I think it's a conference game coming up as well. So they could potentially, you know, overlook this team. And don't look now, you know, but OKC is actually bottom 10 in assists allowed per game over the last 10 games. So they have been giving them up for whatever reason. Mark Daigneault probably try to get this team to, you know, center focus back in because the defense hasn't looked as great recently. So I like the Bruce Brown look. You know, that's a sneaky one for sure.
Yeah, so the Raptors tonight, and then like you mentioned, they got the Bucks on Sunday, I believe, and then they have the Pelicans in New Orleans, and then they have the Rockets at home, followed by Phoenix as well, and then they have the Knicks, and then they start a 5-game road trip. So definitely a little bit of a tougher schedule coming up for the OKC Thunder. All right, Chris, before we get over to the next player props for the Friday night card, let me tell everyone about Cut. Hey, Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, other events with verifiable outcomes, plus tons of fun social features that give it a feel of a betting social network. Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. Create your own bets. Cut even handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and much more. They also have a rewards program. You can get a cash back on you can get cash back every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store or head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T, and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You play their pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's games for a chance to win big. You win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Bet between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. And you can also make rival picks, which picks 2 players against each other. It's been a lot of fun on Underdog Fantasy this season. We've had a lot of success on the NBA pod putting our entries together. So come play along with us. Sign up today with promo code NBA SGPN and you get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code NBA SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 years or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit at www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Chris, let's keep it rolling here, my man. Let's get over to your next player prop for this Friday night schedule, my man. What do you got?
This was probably my favorite one here, you know. I'm looking at Maxey against my Lakers tonight. I'm not sure how you don't do it, right? Number 27.5, and I like it. I have to see it at 28.5 as well. I think that's fine. First, you get a pace-up spot versus a Laker team that's 11th in pace over the last 10 games, even though Philly is second slowest team over the last 10 games as well. Then also you get a bounce back spot. You know, if he's coming off a very uncharacteristic 3-for-13 performance that resulted in just 6 points and he shot 0-for-4 from the 3-point line. And this Lakers defense, we know, has not been good. Looking at Philly last 2 weeks, they're attempting the 4th most above the break threes. The Lakers are allowing teams to shoot the 5th most. Maxey's getting up 7 of those attempts per game himself, which leads the team in those opportunities. So I think they'll be there. He's, like I said, coming off that 6-point clunker. Before that, though, you know, Maxey had 30 in 3 straight games, and he cleared the 27.5 in 4 of his last 6 matchups. You look at, you know, last 10 games, the Lakers continue to really struggle against guards. You know, I know Cam Reddish has come back, but because I'm a Laker fan, we've been getting cooked by guards all season. But just looking at the last few games, man, De'Aaron Fox hit us for 44. Steph had 31. Damian Lillard had 28. I don't really want to talk about it too much. You know, it makes me sad. But this Maxey, last thing I'll say is usage through the roof, man. 29.5% to be exact. But, you know, that's right up there with the rest of those guys. Maxey's in a prime bounce back spot, couple days rest in L.A. I think he has a big, big game tonight. Him, you know, if I love Maxey in this spot, 27.5 points for him here tonight.
Yeah, right there with you on this as well. This is one of my plays here as well. Again, like you mentioned, everything that you mentioned with the Lakers defense struggling and just a bounce back spot here from Maxey. Who knows? Maybe he was looking ahead to this Lakers game here tonight on Friday night in LA when the lights are shining. But coming off a very rough shooting night, right? Like you mentioned, against Phoenix, 29 minutes, 3 of 13 from the floor, 0 of 4 from 3-point line. Didn't just have a great shooting night. He did have 7 assists in that game. But I think this is an opportunity against, like you mentioned, like the Lakers are struggling defensively for Maxey to really show up in this spot and you know, provide a spark offensively for this team, because we know that without Joel Embiid, it's just been a mystery a little bit for them to put up points. And if Maxey's not on, then it's very difficult for the Sixers to have success on the offensive side. And I think it starts and ends with Tyrese Maxey. So I think it's an opportunity where he does get into 30 plus points here tonight. If they want to stay competitive in this game, they're going to have to compete here with the offense of the LA Lakers. So I'm right there with you on this, Maxey, over 27.5 points. I would ladder this up to 30.5 if you can get some nice plus odds. Maybe not be the greatest plus odds, but again, I do think that he can walk into or at least get 30 points here tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. So co-sign that with you here on Tyrese Maxey. So we're agreement on that second player prop here. Chris, take us over to player prop number 3, man. What do you got?
Same game, you know. I'm looking at LeBron. I like him in this matchup as well. This Philly defense has actually been good, you know. I don't think people are picking up on it. I see him 8th in points allowed per 100 possessions, 7th in opponent effective field goal percentage. They actually making teams turn the ball over at the highest rate as well. And they're doing a pretty decent job of not fouling. They are giving up some offensive rebounds. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like LeBron in this spot, because I think LeBron can go down there, help Anthony Davis crash the glass. I looked at Philly. They are, bottom five rebounding team over the last 5-10 games as well. But getting to LeBron in this rebounds plus assist line, I don't think people pay attention. LeBron's been crushing this number. I know we talked about it against the Sacramento Kings not too long ago, but just his points, rebounds, and assists to go over. But this rebounds and assist line specifically, I think the Lakers have some matchup advantages here. And I think LeBron will be able to help his teammates get in a position where he is going to continue to be able to dish the ball. 9.6 assists, in the month of March. I don't think people are paying attention to it. I mean, he's averaging 27, 9, and 8. But just sticking to the 9.6 and the 8 rebounds specifically, I mean, for the month, that's 17.6. So we only need him to get 17, which is right about what he averages. Philly's been playing a little bit slow, but I think the Lakers try to, push the pace in this game. And he's over, if this 16 and a half, he needs 17 rebounds and assists. I just want to read these off. Against the Atlanta Hawks, 10-7, he cashed. Against the Golden State Warriors, 8-7, he cashed. Against Sacramento, 13-9, easy cash. Minnesota before, 8-9, he cashed. The game before that, Sacramento again, 13-5, he cashed. And then we'll go OKC, 11-8, he also cashed. So that's 3, 4, 5, 7 cashes in a row. I think he makes it 8 here tonight. I like LeBron James in this spot. I love that the Lakers are – I was going through when I was handicapping the game, trying to figure out if I wanted to – what I wanted to do with the spread. The Lakers have only had one game so far this year, where they've been a rested home favorite off a home game with 2 days of rest in between. Because we know they haven't played a game since they played against the Atlanta Hawks on Monday. And here we are. It's Friday. The Lakers have been at home. So I think we get a well-rested LeBron James. I know he's listed as questionable as he always is, but I think we get a well-rested LeBron James. Lakers still, trying to build on, that number nine position out in the Western Conference as well, and see if they can find themselves out of the play-in tournament. So a lot of motivation for this game. Well-rested LeBron. Give me his rebounds and assists to go over the 16 and a half,
I love it, man. I mean, just take a look at what he's just done in his last five games, just racking up assists. He's averaging 10 assists per game. And I think that maybe he has taken a little bit of a backseat and letting his guys, put up the points themselves, right? I think there was a short clip or a highlight that I saw that he wanted D'Angelo Russell to shoot the three-point shot. And he just passed it right back to him. He's like, hey, shoot the ball. And, Russell got the shot. He made it. And again, there's an opportunity. Like, this team is relatively healthy. I know they're missing some of their key role players with guys like Jared Vanderbilt. I think Cam Reddish is playing here tonight. I think the other name, Christian Wood's been out for some time as well. But I think they have enough guys that can knock down shots, create their own shots as well. And I think LeBron is a little bit taken of a back seat here, at least dishing the basketball. And like you read off the numbers beautifully that he's been crushing this number. So not a number that the books have really caught up to here. So yeah. Definitely could get on this LeBron prop here for sure here tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm going to go over to the other LA team here tonight. And I know this is a game that these two teams just matched up the other night between the Clippers and the Portland Trailblazers. And, James Harden trying to play defense for the Portland Trailblazers, trying to contest Kawhi Leonard's shot. That was hilarious. But I'm looking at James Harden in this spot just to get over his assist number here in this game. The number is currently at 9.5. It's at plus 105. Currently, maybe you'll be able to find an 8.5 out there with some heavy vig on it. But you just go back to the last game for James Harden against this Portland Trailblazers team. He had 14 dimes in that game. And he's at least double digit assists in throughout the last five games for the LA Clippers. And I think that continues here tonight, right? He's averaging 35 minutes per game. He's had a lot of success in his career against the Blazers, racking up the assist. And obviously, I know when he was with the Rockets and when he was with the Nets, that a lot of times it was a one-man show for James Harden. But I mean, now you take a look being with this Clippers team where you're surrounded with the shooters that he does have, right? I know they got Norman Powell back the other night. Paul George, obviously Kawhi Leonard, Zubac as well. So I think this Clippers team is a little bit of a matchup nightmare for this Portland Trailblazers team. And it took a little bit for them to flip the switch in that second quarter. where they did pull away the other night. But James Harden looked really good in those minutes that he did play. So I'm expecting him to get another double-digit assist game here tonight for the LA Clippers in this game. So I'm going to take a look at James Harden over 9.5 assists in this game against the Portland Trail Blazers here, Chris.
Yeah, so I see Portland giving up, it looks like, the 11 most assists over the last 10 games, Imunov. And, I mean, you threw out the numbers, but this defense is really taking a step back, Imunov. And it's something that I've been kind of paying attention to, is that Portland, while they are not the greatest team, of course, we know that, but their defense have been solid. And it was one of the reasons why their totals were so low all the time, because they play at a slow pace, but it was just their lack of offense. They really struggled to score the ball, and that hasn't really changed much. But their defense has really fallen off a lot here. You know, if last 2 weeks I got them at the third worst, they're giving up the third most points per game, just in general per 100 possessions. They also bottom 10 in opponent effective field goal percentage. They're not forcing turnovers. They're giving up a ton of offensive rebounds, which is only going to make James Harden's job a little bit easier to distribute the basketball here. You know, so no way I could talk you off James Harden. The pace in this one will be played at probably at the Clippers pace, which they like to get out and run a tad bit more. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you get Terrence Mann in, because I did see that he was listed as questionable in this game, him and Norman Powell. So hopefully those guys play, because that'll make it easier for Harden to distribute those assists. But no way I could talk you off of this one, Imunov. This is exactly what the doctor ordered after, you know, you land 9.5 points at home and you lose outright to the to Atlanta Hawks on Sunday. They ordered the Clippers back to back. I mean, the Portland Trailblazers back to back for you. So yeah, it should be a spot. He's gonna have a ball in his hands a lot. No Westbrook still makes a ton of sense, Imunov. Over 9.5, I'm probably gonna ride with you here.
All right. So that's three player props each there for myself and Chris. Chris is getting some honorable mentions here, my man. What do we got?
Man, this isn't even honorable unless it is not ever listed. You know, I really want Trey Murphy tonight, man. Trey Murphy points, Trey Murphy threes. Line hasn't dropped, of course. I've been waiting for it. All we got is CJ McCollum, which I don't think he's necessarily in the worst spot, but you do get a Pelicans team on the second leg of a back-to-back. Short travel from Orlando to Miami, of course. He'll start tonight. For people who got a chance to watch last night, Brandon Ingram did, have a scare. He's going to be out at least 2 weeks is what we saw. Trey Murphy shoots a ton of threes, you know, we know that. We've been talking about it religiously on the podcast. And Miami gives up a ton of threes, specifically from the above the break, the corner, all those good things. We see teams just really kill Miami from the three-point line. We know Bam anchors that defense down there in the paint. But I want Trey Murphy, him, you know, if I want his points over, I'm going to look at his threes, whichever line is the best. I'm definitely going to be there on Mr. Trey Murphy. Also consider, you know, SGA. I know that the line is big, but he is back in Canada. He's still making his push for, you know, his MVP campaign. And maybe that's the reason why they haven't been covering this, because they're like, you know what, if we go out here and dominate teams, then I don't get a chance to play the full game. then I have to sit on the bench. So looking at, you know, SGA potentially over his points. I also consider, Imunov, and I'm interested in your thoughts. I think somebody on the Lakers is going to hit three or four threes. I'm just not 100% sure if it's going to be Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Torian Prince. I mean, so many guys. But looking at Philly over the last 2 weeks, their defense, and it's not like Joel Embiid came back, but if you look into the numbers, it's almost like Joel Embiid came back, because they've done a lot of them cleaning up the defense and being ranked. What are they? They are Philly is number 8 in points allowed per 100 possessions. So they've become a top 10 defense over the last 2 weeks. And a lot of that, has been their ability to protect the rim. Opponent rim accuracy is number 4, and opponent paint frequency and rim accuracy is 3-1. So they've done a really good job. I was thinking about getting on Anthony Davis, and I said, I did go back and look at it. Philly has been playing some cupcakes as far as, you know, teams that really try to attack the paint. They're playing against the Suns, who never really attacked the rim. They played against the Cleveland Cavaliers, who shoot a ton of threes, the Miami Heat, who shoot a ton of threes. So I don't know if the numbers are skewed just a tad bit, but I was thinking, looking at the three-point defense, has been, you know, pretty bad, and we've been talking about how good the Lakers have been shooting from corner three, from above the break three, and three-point accuracy and percentage overall. And I just – I wanted maybe Rui Hachimura. He's numbers 1.5. I was thinking – consider him, but he's not shooting a ton. And I feel like the Lakers, like LeBron, is just kicking it to anybody that's open, not necessarily one person. So I stayed away. It's just a lean. But I think somebody on the Lakers is going to hit a ton of threes tonight. Just put it like that.
Yeah, I think just based off of pure volume, it's either going to be Austin Reeves or D'Angelo Russell. But I know, because we know that, right, D'Angelo Russell is going to be out there for the minutes for the Lakers team, right? He's averaging 35 minutes per game over the last five games. He's averaging 8.2 attempts. He's had three of the last five games where he's gotten up 10 or more attempts in that span. So I think that it could be D'Lo. I mean, it's probably the square play, but again, his number's at 2.5 at minus 175. You want to take that up to to 3.5. It gets you some plus odds. But I think those would be my two guys. For Rui Hachimura, he's been a little bit inconsistent as far as, you know, scoring-wise, at least from a three-point line, because I know that he's going to get the shots, whether it's around the rim or whether it's in a mid-range, because he just doesn't get up the volume for me as far as a three-point shot. But again, this tonight could be the game against the Sixers where he does, but I think the obvious answer for me would probably be D'Lo, just based off of pure shot volume from the three-point line, at least for D'Lo. And again, he's been crushing it since the All-Star break. He's been doing real well getting up those shots. So I think I would vote for D'Lo in the spot to get up those three-pointers in this game. I didn't really have a lot of other honorable mention. I wanted to look at Anthony Davis in some way, but I think we're so heavy in this Lakers-Sixers game that...
Me too, you know, I thought the same.
Yeah.
Rebounds at 13.5, 14.5, points a little too high, 24.5. He could be, you know, just disappear like he always does, give you 18 at halftime, and then toots the ball two times at the end. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm glad we were aligned there and we kept it on our leans list.
Jalen Duren, maybe on his rebounds, was worth a look. Want to just double check. I know Isaiah Stewart had missed the last game.
He's done for the season, him, you know, of him. Okay. Sir Thompson as well. Both of those guys are going to be done for the season.
Okay. So then I would consider Jalen Duren rebounds here. It's at 11.5. I mean, we know what he's going to be able to do on the boards here all season long for the Detroit Pistons. He could walk into 12 by halftime. And again, you really find a lot of success for this, for opposing centers against the Boston Celtics. I know you played the other night. In a blowout fashion, they lost that game by 25. He had 9 rebounds in about 22 minutes. So if he does get into the realm of close to 30 minutes, I definitely think that he can get over this number against the Boston Celtics. Earlier this season, I do believe he had a game against the Celtics where he did have 15 points and, more importantly, 14 rebounds in that game against the Boston Celtics. So that was one that I was considering here for tonight. One more injury news before we get over to best bets here, Chris. Brandon Ingram will be missing, I think it says 2 weeks here for the New Orleans Pelicans with a bone bruise in his knee, I believe is what I saw here. Yeah,
he hyperextended it pretty bad last night, you know. And I knew he was going to be out, which is why I want Trey Murphy even more.
Yeah,
because he'll move to that starting spot in the lineup. Yeah,
yeah, bone contusion, and this is what it's classified as. In his left knee, it says he's expected to miss at least 2 weeks for the Pelicans. Hopefully they can get him back before the playoffs do start for the New Orleans Pelicans. All right, Chris, let's wrap it up. Actually, I should say, before we get over to our best bets here for tonight, let me quickly tell everyone about our friends over at Game Time. Hey, it's that time of the year where we have a lot of sports going on. And NCAA tournament, NHL, obviously NBA. You want to get out to some of these events, and maybe it's just not a sporting event. Maybe you got a comedy show that's in your area. There's a music concert. There's a theater that's near you. You want to get out to these events. Let Game Time take away the stress of having to find those tickets and taking away that stress and making it an easy process for you to get those tickets and get out to these events, because Game Time takes that stress away, and they have some of the best prices, not the best prices, in the ticketing market there. They have killer deals on last minute tickets. You can stop stressing over the ticket and start getting hyped for the fun you're going to have. Their app is so easy to use, guys. You don't have to plan months in advance, because they always have deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. The Game Time guarantee also means you'll get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. That's how confident they are in their prices. Get images of your seat before you actually buy the ticket so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buying tickets is as easy as in a couple seconds. Two taps and you're all set to go. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code SGPN for a $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CFBX. Again, that's code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Last but not least, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets Revolutionary Parlay Optimizer to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users reached from the Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit joebets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, Chris, let's get into our best bets as we wrap it up here, my man. What do you got as your best bet here for tonight?
Oh, man, looking over what we got and hearing of and what I've shared, I think I got to go Maxey, man. I think it's the bounce back spot here, over 27.5, over 28.5, wherever you can get that number at. Like I said, pace up spot, bounce back spot. Lakers really, really struggle against guards. He shot, just 3-for-13 in the last game. Only has 6 points. He's rested in his spot. And it all lines up here for him to be able to cook my Lakers here, so give me Tyrese Maxey over his 27.5 points. It's the best bet here.
Yeah, good bounce back spot here for Maxey coming off the bad shooting night against the Suns. And again, we talked about how bad defensively the Lakers have been, so it should be a good spot here for Tyrese Maxey on Friday night in LA under the lights in the City of Angels. All right, for my best bet, Chris. Let's go with Harden, man. I think this is a good spot for Harden. It's had plus money as well, so definitely shop around. I do see plus 105 right now. Actually, you know what? I'm going to switch it over to Bruce Brown. I like this spot here for Bruce Brown. 4.5 assists. Again, I think this is a buy low opportunity for Bruce Brown going up against this OKC Thunder team. And again, he's going to have to be finding these shooters, right? We talked about Gary Trent Jr. extensively. You know, they have Grady Dick as well, Kelly Olynyk around the basket. So I think Bruce Brown was going to really take on that facilitator role here tonight for the Toronto Raptors. So that number now, I do see a minus 135 out there for Bruce Brown over 4.5 assists. So I will take that as my best bet. Bruce Brown over 4.5 assists here tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. All right, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the NBA PropCast. Chris, anything else you want to mention, my man, before we get out of here?
Nah, as always, man, if you're checking the PropCast out, you found it helpful, you enjoy it, leave us a review. I always say five-star requested, please. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy it tonight. Enjoy, March Madness. Enjoy the NBA games. Bet responsibly, of course, and have a great weekend, everyone. That's all I got.
Yeah, 100%. Again, we have obviously March Madness. NBA is still going to be going on as well. So at least our eyes will be glued to the NBA as well as we talk about or watch these March Madness games. So like I mentioned, we're only a couple weeks left here for the NBA. So a lot still to be determined in the association, but hopefully we are going to get some winners in the pockets of you guys and, of course, our pockets here tonight as well. So best of luck this weekend. Enjoy the games. Be responsible. And let's break these books off and let it ride.